shall we have your word of prayer. Father, we thank you again this morning for another opportunity given to us to witness the first day of the week. We are grateful to you for the week that ended yesterday, your protection and cares, our daily provisions for our needs. We are very grateful for the security you built around us that the enemy cannot break through. That is why we are what we are today, is just simply by your grace. Because as for the enemy, he goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he will devour. There is nothing good in him. He can't do steal, to kill, or to destroy. But we want to thank you because you always have the final say. We are very grateful. Bless a portion of your word again this morning that we want to travel through. May it draw us closer to you. May it meet our needs. May it encourage the discouraged. May it heal the sick and the afflicted. May it fill with the Holy Ghost. May it refill those already filled. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Good morning, church. Our teacher is not around this morning. He's going to be with Bakatari Assembly. Let's be in prayer for him that he be a blessing to the people. Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23, we are reading from verse 20 to 23. Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 to verse 23. And it goes like this. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will call them off. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. This morning again, we want to take a few paragraphs from this message that we have been trying to preach. Total deliverance. You see, Brother Brown keep telling us that God does not do halfway job. He does not do a patch-up job. It's man that always do that, not our God. Amen? If God is going to do a job, he will do a thorough job and a total job. You will know that this job has been done by God. Amen? Now, let's pick a few statements of the prophet again this morning. Now, Moses, when he was called by God, he was a total, complete prophet. Amen? When God sends a man to do anything, he completely equips him with everything that he has need of. If God calls a man to be a preacher, he puts something in him to preach with. And if he calls him to be a teacher, he puts something in him to teach with. If he calls for him to be a prophet, he puts something in him to see visions and to be a prophet. God always completely equips his man. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
May God help us. Brother Abraham said, the reason why we don't have seminaries or Bible schools where we teach and train our preachers, he told us, he said, it's because whatever you are going to be on earth, he said, is foreknown by God. I predestinate you by foreknowledge for that job. We have seen people learn how to play piano for years, and they can't play it. Amen? After we are witnesses of that. But Abraham said, the gifts of God, you are born with them. He said, you are born with them. He said, even apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, which are the five ministerial gifts. Remember, they are gifts. Amen? Hey, brother Femi is doing birthday. And I want to give him this Bible as a gift. He doesn't need to go to school to learn how to take it from me. But Femi, this is a gift from my family to you. He doesn't need to go to school. Are you getting me? You see, that is why, look, you cannot humanly humanize any of those five food. It will work. That is why people that claim to be prophets in this message, some that we have known. Jesus said, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. Is that not so? You have just heard the prophet say, if God put you to be a prophet, he equips you to see visions. Amen? These people, may God help us. I don't know. May we never find to be compromisers. Remember, there were two women that were involved in Naomi's life. Remember, Ruth and Orpah. These were the wives of the two boys that died in the exile. Now, when they were coming back, Naomi stopped and said, hey, my daughters, why are you following me? He said, even if I will conceive tonight, we know that it's not even possible because it takes 9 months for children to download. Amen? 9 months. Okay, say, even if I conceive tonight, give birth to a child tonight, he said, will you wait for that child? Before the child will get to the stage of marriage, you will have expired. If you are still alive. May God help us. You see, quickly, Orpah got the message. He bid her goodbye. She went back to her idols. There is something about an elect. You know, the Bible says that there are going to be things that will rise up, that if the people we perform miracles, signs, and wonders, the Bible says they will deceive the elect if it were. I know go school, but I think the importance of language is to communicate ideas. Even if I speak broken, if it were possible, it means that it's not possible to deceive an elect. Because where God made them, you know, what do you think, for instance, Esau could do to change the program of God concerning his life? Before the children were born, they have not done anything good, nor anything bad, while they were yet in the womb. God said, Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate. Period. No matter what Esau will do, he can't change the program of God concerning his life. When the two boys were born, he looked as if the word God says he hate was a better boy than the word he says he love. And the prophet told us, he said, all the blessings lays in the birthright. And the man by birth who's supposed to have the birthright because of pottage, because of physical things, because of affair, because of money, because of popularity, because of whatsoever, he rejected it. And the man to whom that he does not belong to naturally, he said, give it to me. Oh, that is the only way out. And this thing you are asking. He said, what is that to me? God knows he is going to despise that thing. Say, what is it to me? If I die, you are talking about birthright. You have it. And that is how it used to be with make-believers. They will, because of money, they will, because of physical things, deny Jesus. The Bible says, in your mouth, you say, I love Jesus. In your actions, you deny him. That is why you must watch the way you live, the things you do, your character, your actions, your reactions. You must watch it. So, because no matter how much you profess, I believe the message of the hour, if the message is not taking effect in your life, it's not transforming you, it's not making you to live by every iota of the word of God. Because the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Many says they believe the message, and they have malice in their heart against their neighbors. Do you know what Abraham said? When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. He didn't even say you love your brethren. He said you love everybody. Look, no matter how bad your neighbor is, remember, what made the difference between you and your neighbor is grace. We were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We all came to the world speaking lies. If grace has found you, and you are what you are, don't just outrightly condemn your neighbor. But Abraham said, as long as there is breath in the life of a man, he said, don't condemn him. He said, you never can tell what God has in store for him. What does it take God to change a man? A jiffy. Saul of Tarsus, we all know his case, don't we? If we were living at the time of Saul, many of us would write him off as serpent seed. Is it so? But was he a serpent seed? God has an appointed time for everybody. That is why even if your children are walking disorderly, don't condemn them. Take them to God in prayer and constantly be positive and be claiming them. Don't write them off. No man can write a man off. Are you following me? No man is qualified to write off a man. You look at the woman of Samaria, for an example. She was a prostitute. Jumped from this man to this man to this man. She had had five. She was having the six. The prophet said, when Jesus passed that way, do you know Jesus passed that way purposely because of her? Oh, what an assurance. God will not lose one of his children. But Abraham said, if he does, God will be incomplete. Praise God. Amen. I don't care what the person is doing now. He might be an armed robber. He might be a kidnapper. He might be anything.
Yours is just to be praying for him. If you have opportunity, talk to him about the Lord. If it's a seed of God, it cannot be lost. God will bring him in. Do you remember the two thieves? They were thieves that were crucified with Jesus. They were thieves. One of them was a seed of God. The last moment, the very last moment. Do you know it is not easy to take the opposite side where the majority are on the other side? Everybody was against Jesus. Without a cause. Without a cause. This was somebody that was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing the sick, you know, delivering the oppressed, cleansing lepers, causing the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. And yet, instead of thanking God for him, they say he was the chief of all the devils. That is why he's doing those things. They didn't praise him at all. So for somebody to come and start praising him, even the one that he gave his sight to, do you know the religious leader gathered, called the parents and said, "Is this your son?" They said, "Yes, it's our son." But he said, "You say he was born blind." They said, "Yeah, it's true, he was born blind." They say, "Can you tell us how everybody can see now that he can see? Can you tell us how he received his sight?" He said, "The man is of age." They were dodging something. Because they have said anybody that identifies himself with Jesus will be excommunicated. He said, "The man is of age. Make you now ask her." They ask him again. He said, "But I have told you people before. You also want to be his disciples." No man Jesus will touch and speak foolishly about Jesus. The man turned a preacher overnight. He said, "All this thing you are saying, you say we should give glory to God. This man is a sinner." He said, "Whether he's a sinner, it's not a sinner. It's not my palaver. What thing I know? I was born blind, but now I can see." What a sermon. I don't care what you call him, but he gave me my sight. Nobody say God know they hear sinners. That the people where they do the will of God, now God is here. If this man were not of God, can he do anything? Shebi, I'll be on the gate. You religious leaders, our leaders will be passing me there, begging for how many years? Over 14 years. That is why the Bible says no man with the Spirit of Christ can speak anything contrary to him. So, brothers, sisters, God does not make halfway Christians. Are you following me? I'm going to read. I used to find it difficult to read because I don't know. Okay. The prophet said, completely equips his men. He said, that is just what? And that is just what he done when he sent Moses into Egypt. He raised him up in a certain way, and he schooled him in a certain way, and he molded him and made him and fashioned him after he had promised Abraham hundreds of years before that he would deliver the people. Then he had in mind that he would make Moses just the way Moses was made. Moses was a complete prophet, and then being a complete prophet then, just like you, if you are a Christian, God don't make halfway Christians. God makes complete Christians. God don't make halfway preachers. But the preacher can be halfway. And God makes his children Christians. But sometimes they are halfway Christians. But it is not God's intention for them to be that way. It is their own ways God mixed up with the plan of God for their life. And that is why, that is the way they are. God don't do that. Want them to be halfway Christian or halfway preachers, compromising on either side, or he wants them to completely stand in the breach. Amen.
What does it mean to be a halfway Christian? When you come to church, you are a Christian. Shalom. God bless you. Shalom. God bless you. You speak their language. The prophet said, no matter how much you can speak a language like a Christian, no matter how much you can want to live like them, he said, no matter how much you want to dress like them, he said, but remember, you are not yet a Christian until you are converted. Amen. That is why you don't find any woman that will stray in here with trousers on a bumble. It's not there. Because they know we don't believe in it. That is why they don't put on. Do you know women put on jewelry nowadays in their nose? The prophet says, since man left God, he has been trying to find satisfaction. And there is only one way that satisfaction can come. That is coming back to reconcile with his maker. Period. Apart from that, fashion or professions. There was a time, I don't know, some of us that are of my age, we know. There was a time, you know, the trousers that people were sewing. A woman being can pass through one leg of it. They call it James Brown. Hey, hey, I feel all right. Hoi, 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 hoi. That was what was raining. Amen. It was a fashion at that time. If you don't wear, they call it labu labu. It can sweep everywhere. Today, it has become totemi. You want to see that for somebody to help you pull it. If you wear something different at that time, you are not correct. You are no school. Amen. Prophet Abraham said, I don't care whether my tie match my trouser or my coat or my shoes. He said, I want my experience to match the Bible. Brothers and sisters, it's very, very important. Brother Abraham said, if you want to know what is in a man, he said, step on him. Because when everything is fine, everybody is fine. It is when things go the way you don't expect. That is actually where you manifest the real you. People don't get angry when everybody is laughing, playing. It is where you hurt the person. You do what he doesn't like. The real person will come out. But to a Christian, they don't have chameleon-like behavior. Their character is straight and one. And that is Christ's character. All that they did to Christ, he didn't mind the people. He told them, I only have one business, and that is to do the will of him that sent me here, and to finish it, period. Oh, you are talking, you are just talking to yourself. I have a mission for coming here. We as Christians, we have missions for being Christians. That is why Jesus said we are the light of the world. We are to live the life of an example before our neighbors, before our co-workers, before our co-business people, before our co-students, before our lecturers. That is if you are a Christian. You can't step on a Christian and he become a devil at the same time. No! He's always a Christian. You step on him, he will pray for you. He will change character. I have not traveled much. Me Oshé, Ajala, travel all over the world. The few places I've been, Christians have the same character. If a Fulani man is filled with the Holy Ghost, he will live like Yoruba man who is filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Many of us, we write Fulani off as if they are all surpassing. Don't be surprised. You find bride among Fulani. When the preview of the bride was shown to the prophet, he said they come from all nations of the world. She be election. You are the one discriminating Fulani Lele, Hausa Lele, Tamado Lele. No, it's you discriminating. But God knows his own.
No matter where they come from, no matter their nationality, I can assure you of one thing. They will not die until they are converted. You look at the two thieves, like I was saying. When everybody was against Jesus, even the very thief, the other thief on the left, was still against Jesus. Say, if you are the Son of God, come down and also deliver us. What a blasphemy. And the other was saying, hey, you know they fear God. We are being punished for our sins. This man is innocent. He didn't stop there to tell you how the seed of God works. He turned to Jesus. He said, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Jesus said, today, oh, hallelujah, you will be with me in paradise. Blessed be his holy name. A seed of God can never be lost. I don't care where he is. He may be a servant or pope. God will cause the message to fall. Look, we have had testimony of somebody who bought akara. The woman doesn't know nothing. He gets some more book. He was using it to sell akara. The one of the people that bought akara, look at it. That is how he got his salvation. You can't beat God. You just cannot beat God. Praise God. Amen. So you sons and daughters of God, all the days of your life, you should rejoice. Honestly speaking, I don't believe in wishy-washy Christianity because it is not God-made. Like we are here. God made you a Christian, you are a complete Christian. The word Christian means to be like Christ. You be like him when they abuse you. You be like him when they curse you. You be like when they step on you. You be like him when they pitch you. You be like when they tutor here. You be like him when they talk. You are still like Christ. There is something in you that will not permit you to sin. What Abraham said? He said, my comforter will keep me away from adultery. Blessed be his holy name. You know, sometimes people said, Emil, the first show, Gbatomo Birinye, we are more than Eleru Arao. God is dwelling in us. And we have the nature of God that we always say no to our righteousness. Brother Abraham said, we have dominion. He said, presently we are reigning with Christ. We have dominion over sin, over the flesh, over the world, over Satan. Don't tell me, it should not shame me back. Ibo lo fi Christ is he, but it should shame me. He was tempted in all ways. Shebe, it should not tell them. It should call out that money. Take him to the high pinnacle. He said, jump down. It is written. He will not dash your feet. He said, thou shalt not tell the Lord thy God. He showed him all the kingdoms of the whole world. He said, I will give that to you. If you fall down, worship me. He said, you, me to worship you. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. If you are to do a crooked business and have millions overnight, the business is facing you like this. By tomorrow, you'll be a millionaire. Not quite one, no. One that is close to a billion. And you know it's a crooked one. Will you say Christ because of Naira? Hey, may God help us. I say, may God help us. I don't believe that a man that is filled with the Holy Ghost will be falling at the gate of women. I don't believe it. Neither do I believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost will be lying. I don't believe it. He will cheat. He will not steal. He will not do anything wrong. Because Paul concluded all by saying, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. That is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father, above us. Son, God with us. Holy Ghost, God in us. Are you following me? God above us, God with us, God in us. I don't believe that God will fall for any temptation. But Abraham told us that the Holy Ghost is master of all circumstances. I don't care what it is. They throw you out, they kick you here, they lie against you, they do anything. You will remain the same Christian. You are placed in a position of authority in your place of work. Only you will by your biro and have thousands of naira in your pocket. But will you do it? Will you do it? That is why the other time we were preaching your will versus God's will. We face it every day. Every day we face it. But if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, I can assure you, you will say it smoothly. Over every trial, over every temptation. There is no trial, no temptation that can overcome the Holy Ghost. Don't forget that God does not make halfway Christians. If you want to put one leg in the church, put another one in the world. Where you are in the church, you are a Christian. Where you are in the world, you live like that. Something is wrong. You are not yet converted. If you are converted, you will say no to every unrighteousness. Amen. I was telling them in Abuja, hey, use your sisters. Go to your husband's house as virgins. All this thing that they see for phone, don't let it influence your life. Read your Bible every day, read the message every day, and pray every day. Amen. All those boys coming to you, hey, JB, hey, you see, even the boys say, now your deeper life in the be. He even dress better than some of our boys. You are canon. Dress in color, answer you. Do you know a woman can wear garment, dress wear, garment, come and sweep, like, come. If it's not converted in her heart, it's a prostitute. Gbogbo garment o wole yen, fura e lo ma bo si bi ko to fi ma se se kuche. Because the battle is in the mind. Look, under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. It's a quote. You following me? The prophet said, after you have known the truth, he said, if you go and do contrary, he said, you are at fault. The fault is yours. Mama will follow you to your husband's house. Daddy will follow you. You will go on your own. Who told you, Barry? It's up to you. May God help you and me. Now, Moses, God had made him a complete prophet for a complete deliverance. And Moses was completely surrendered into the hands of God. That is the reason it made him what he was. He was so complete in God till God could trust him. I wonder this morning, as Christians, if we have yielded our own will. Are you hearing the prophet? Our own will. I yielded ourselves so completely to God, till God can trust us in the place that he had put us. I wonder this morning of myself, if I could be so yielded to God, till God could trust me, could trust Brother Nevi, could trust our trustee board, our deacon board, our members of our church. We all have a place and we have a duty. Amen. We all have a place. We have a duty. It is the duty of the preacher to preach. It is the responsibility of you lay members to believe what I have been preached and live by it. We are coming. We will still come for the message in the morning service. Because we are preparing to go to somewhere. Brothers, you cannot take a patch up life for the rapture. It will work. Are you following me? It will not work. We will come back for it. Let me look at the paragraph where we are stopping. 52. We come back for it. Brothers, sisters, when God created man, he created him as a man and equipped him as a man. And wire him as a man. When he created woman, the same thing. Wire the woman as a woman, he equip her as a woman. Amen. God, he does not do halfway work. He does not have an abandoned project. What are you talking? Why? Is he short of materials? Short of wisdom? Short of knowledge? Short of ability? Oh man. May God help us. Let us bow our heads. Our Father, we thank you for this little comment that we're about to pass across to ourselves. Your prophet has taught us to stay with the tape teaching. We have just picked a few things from the tape and pass it across to ourselves. Heavenly Father, we don't want to be halfway Christians, compromising, doing things that we know that our conscience tells us that are wrong. For whatsoever reason, could it be to please a man? Could it be to enrich our purse? Could it be to stand as a better person in the society? There is no person, there's nobody in the society that is as good as a Christian. For that is a true representative of God, the surface of the earth. Until God says, they are the light of the world. They are the salt of the earth. He described them as a city built on top of a hill that cannot be hid. Father, we don't want to be halfway. Walk upon us completely, perfectly. When everything is fine, when everything goes wrong, may we never change from being what you have ordained us to be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Our glory must be to the Lord. For He is worthy of our prayer. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be